You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone, it's good to see all of you here again in our online worship service. And I have good news to all of us. You know why? Because today, we will be starting a brand new series entitled Joyful. In this series po, no, we will be looking at the book of Philippians, and we will all learn that joy does not depend on our current reality or on the things that we have. Because true joy or fullness of joy can only be found in Christ Jesus our Lord. And with that, I have a question po sa ating lahat. Sino or ano yung isang bagay na nakakapagpasaya sa atin kahit na may pinagdadaanan tayong mahirap na sitwasyon, pero nagagawa pa rin nating ngumiti or nagagawa pa rin nating sumaya kahit na meron tayo nitong mga bagay na to o meron tayo nitong mga sitwasyon na to. So pwede po natin ngayon itanong yan sa mga kasama natin sa bahay, and we can do that for at least 30 seconds po, no? So sige po, mag-discuss po tayo. Ayan, sige, ganyan po. Tama po yan. O, wala pong mag-aaway, ha? Ayan. So, habang yung iba po nagdi-discuss pa, no, maaaring iba sa atin, sabihin natin, ang nagpapasaya sa atin is yung family natin. That is good. O, yung mga sweetheart natin. Yee, sweetheart! Sa mga engaged dito, baka yung mga fiancé mo. O yung mga single dito na iba, baka yung mga crush nyo. Yun naman, no? Di ba? So, mga secret na crush. Yung iba, yung mga pet nila sa bahay, yung mga malupet, di ba? Yung mga cute na aso, yung mga cute na pusa, di ba? Yung iba siguro, yung mga properties nila, yung mga Mercedes-Benz, di ba? Yung mga mansion, di ba? Or sa iba, baka yung mga barkada nila, lalo na kapag nararanasan sila mga pagsubok sa buhay. You see, lahat po tayo dumadanas ng suffering. And I think wala pong exempted sa atin dito. Naalala ko po yung wife ko, no? Meron po siyang prayer at times. Sinasabi niya kay Lord, impossible po na huwag niyo pong hayaan na dumaan kami sa suffering kasi baka hindi namin kayanin. Pero we remember what Jesus said in John 16 verse 33. Sabi doon, in this world, you will have troubles. And Jesus also promised that we can have peace. So in short, God allowed us as a family to go through it, but for a purpose, of course. So again, the reality was, iba-iba yung mga sufferings natin sa buhay, iba-iba yung level na pinagdadaanan natin. And to a person that is suffering, we can easily say na, kaya mo yan, lakasan mo lang loob mo, lilipas din yan. Or yung iba baka sabihin natin, relax ka lang, huwag kang maten para hindi ka mag-collapse. He said, these statements are encouraging maybe to some but not to all. Again, kasi hindi nga natin alam kung ano yung o gaano kabigat sa puso nila yung pinagdadaanan nila. In fact, one of the biggest reasons people are walking away from God is because of suffering. And Satan's famous lie for those people who are going through it is curse God and die. Sadly, and unfortunately, there were people who gave in to those lies. And kasi nga po, no, di ba, ang daming series ng mga questions and thoughts sa isip ng mga tao na nagsasuffer. Gaya ng, why can a good God allow suffering in this world? Or bakit hinayaan niya mangyari ito sa akin? Even now, when we look at people, some of them may look fine on the outside, but, you know, sadness and deep pains are the inside. Why? Because again, we don't know what kind of pain, grief, or probably unanswered prayers, struggles, sicknesses, and trials they are going through. So the question is, how do we respond in suffering? Now to answer this, let's look at our text for today. And I want you to open your Bible to Philippians chapter 1, and we'll be reading starting in verse 12. Sabi dito, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Verse 15, some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Then verse 19 and 20, yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that will, with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. This is the word of the Lord. You see, at, in this particular passage po, no, Paul was falsely accused by the religious leaders. He was imprisoned, awaiting so many trials, and in the end, dies in captivity. But he says that in his circumstances, it has given him reasons to be joyful. Wow, that seems to be interesting. But before we zero in to that reasons, we all know that Paul has gone through many sufferings. And one of those, especially in this chapter that we've read or in our story, that he was imprisoned. Diba? That he was deprived of his freedom. Hindi niya magawa freely yung passion niya, no? Yung life's passion ni Paul. And his reputation probably was also damaged. And I was just thinking, no? Since he was in prison, probably also, this is just my assumption, baka he was also in chain. Because if you will read in some of his epistles, or in Acts, meron din ako nabasa rin na he was in chains. And ano po ba yung picture talaga nung nasa preso? Diba? Imagine with me, being alone in a dark room, in a dark cell, diba? Far from loved ones, restricted to do what you usually want to do, diba? Talagang there's no freedom. Ang hirap po talaga. And he's been tightly guarded dun sa kanyang prison cell. Siguro, kung sa atin po mangyari to literally, na maging in chain tayo or in prison, baka sobrang umiiyak na tayo, no? Baka nagkaroon na tayo ng anxiety. Pero, you see, it is very mind-boggling for the world to see Paul's unique response to all of his sufferings. Why? Because the world's perspective is far different from Paul's idea when it comes to responding to suffering. Because the world's response to suffering is, iyakan mo lang yan. Sasabihin mo, iyakan mo lang yan, then you will feel better. Daanin mo lang sa inuman yan para makalimutan mo yung problema mo. Manood ka lang na Netflix, yung mga paborito mong K-drama, panigurado, kinabukasan, di na mabigat ang pakiramdam mo. Diba? Or sasabihin niya, sige, magpakalungkot ka lang. It's okay to be hopeless when we are suffering. And there's many more. And there, you know, there could be truth in all these things. But I think these statements cannot even lighten up the very burden of suffering. Diba? Yung tinuturo ng mundo, panandali ang aliw lang ito. Okay? Sa mga taong nagsasuffer. At the end of the day, those people who are going through it can still feel the pain and agony inside. But then again, Paul's example of responding to his suffering is unusual. Why? Because he responded with joy. Yes, he responded with joy. And we all know joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit produced by God's work in us. Diba? Sabi nga, ang kaligayahan ay ang pagtataglay ng namamalaging kasiyahan sa anumang sitwasyon. Grabe no, ang lalim ng definition ng joy sa Tagalog. Pero according to Webster 1828, joy is a delight of the mind from the consideration of the present or assured approaching possession of a good. Meaning, when we are joyful, meron daw delight. Merong pagkalugod na namamayani sa ating isipan. Diba? Isama natin yung mga damdamin na habang may pinagdadaanan sa kasalukuyan, eh merong hope, merong joyful expectation na ine-expect, may joyful expectation tayo na darating, okay, sa sitwasyon natin. And ang totoong joy daw po ay hindi nakadepende sa sitwasyon natin. Another definition ng Webster 1828 is that joy is a glorious and triumphant state. So, let me say, posible ba talaga na magkaroon ng joy si Paul sa sitwasyon niya? And totoo ba yung joy na nararamdaman niya? Let me tell you, totoo po yung nararamdaman niya. Hindi niya po pinepeki yun. So, with that, what was the secret of Paul's joy? What can we see from the text about how Paul responded with joy? What was the main reason for that joy in his life? Sabi nga ni Michael B., J-O-Y, joy in my heart. Deep, deep joy in my heart. Again, there are three reasons that I want us to look at about Paul's joy in the midst of his suffering. So he is joyful, number one, because of the advancement of the gospel. In verses 12 to 18, yung binasa natin kanina, diba, sabi na, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me served to advance the gospel. Okay, then alam natin na one of Paul's joy while he is suffering in prison is for him to hear and know that the gospel is advancing. Alam natin, mahirap talaga pag yung tao nasa preso. Sabi natin kanina, talagang hindi niya magawa yung the usual na ginagawa niya because Paul was confined, okay, dun sa four corners ng cell niya. And iniisip ko lang po, no, malungkot, madilim, probably may mga lamok din, di ba? O may mga daga na naghahabulan doon, tapos malamig doon sa prison cell. Wala po akong picture kung ano po yung itsura ng mga prison cell nung time nila. And you can really feel and see yung agony ni Paul, no? Yung pain na pinagdadaanan niya. And I don't know exactly gaano pong katagal na kulong si Paul. Sabi ng mga scholars, it could probably approximately 5 years. Kasama po dito yung pagiging house arrest niya or yung mismong nasa prison siya or yung time na meron siya mga trial na he was being guarded every time na he will be in defense, okay, of the gospel. Grabe po talaga. Pero makita natin dito, no, Paul was not discouraged. Okay? Kasi kung tutusin, no, pwede niyang i-curse na lang si God, pwede siyang mag-complain, di ba? Pwedeng sabihin niya, sige na nga, suko na ako, pero he didn't. Instead, he was rejoicing. Think about that, church. He was rejoicing. It was his joy to know that even though he is suffering, okay, in the prison, the gospel was advancing. And his focus was not on his suffering, but on the advancement of God's kingdom. Grabe! Di ba, no? Kung titignan mo to, no, wala tayong mababasa rito na kung meron ibang iniisip si Paul, okay? Pero mapapansin natin din sa text natin na parang ang isa lang tumatakbo sa isip niya is kung paano mapipreach yung gospel. Di ba? Kung paano ito mag-a-advance. Kaya nga sabi doon, di ba, there are some of the brothers are having confidence and boldness to share the word without fear. And there are different ways and motives of people on how to share the gospel. It may be for love or out of love. He said, I rejoice because Christ is proclaimed. And I believe that he was able to rejoice because his focus is not on himself, his focus is not on his circumstances or not on his sufferings, but his focus was on the gospel. How about us today, church? Do we also find joy whenever we hear the gospel being shared? Are we also rejoicing every time we hear lost people being reached out with the preaching of the gospel? You know, just as Paul suffered, we also have our personal suffering as a family. My wife and I realized that if we just focus on our sufferings, then we might lose the very purpose why God has brought us here in Talavera Nueva Ecija. Yes, there were times that we were disheartened. From time to time, meron kaming nararamdaman na kaba pa rin. But we just keep in our minds that that there is a goal, and the goal is to advance the gospel in our family in Nueva Ecija. Having said that, last year around June po, no, we were able to preach the gospel to our family here, and we were amazed that all our family here, family members, prayed and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and we are praying na talagang they receive Jesus by faith. Okay? And again, ito po yung mga pictures, no, papakita ko sa inyo. Ayan po yung nangyari na pag-share. And by trying to focus on the mission and seizing the opportunity, we gain a better perspective why we are still in that place or why we are still here in Talavera. In fact, it continued when we started to have victory groups among our pamangkins. That's summer, October po, no. We are having a meeting, victory group meeting, every Sunday ng 4 p.m. So God is so really good. And I hope, no, so that we should not let our suffering hinder us of having the joy of fulfilling our mission of preaching the gospel. I know hindi po madali yung mga suffering sa pinagdadaanan natin. It's not easy, but as followers of Christ, we should not forget that we were given the mission of making disciples and seeing the gospel advance in our family, in our offices, in our school if you are students, in our city, in our nation, and to the nations of the world. So another testimony po na gusto kong sabihin sa atin, in fact, in our own church in Victory Metro is the gospel is still advancing because there were many who got plugged into one-to-one to Victory Group last year. Yung iba nga po nakapag-start ng sarili nilang Victory Group. Come on, can we just praise God for that? Woohoo! Again, like Paul, we may be still in quarantine. Diba? Parang naka-house arrest din tayo, no? because of these quarantines. But let us not allow our suffering steal our joy of seeing the gospel advance. Amen? You know, another reason why Paul was joyful was because of the prayer of the saints and help of the Holy Spirit for his deliverance. Sabi po dun sa latter part ng verse 18, "Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance." You see, Paul was hopeful and expectant that through the prayer of others, he will be delivered from his sufferings. That through the help of the Holy Spirit of Jesus, which actually refers to the Holy Spirit, because that word Spirit of Jesus comes from the Greek word pneuma, okay, which means yung Holy Spirit. And he will be delivered through the help of the Holy Spirit. Because at times po, no, when people have sufferings, when we are all suffering, our tendency sometimes is to look for ways on how we can get out of it. Okay, other people are ending up hopeless because probably their situation has overwhelmed them so much to the point na they have no more strength to stand their ground. But not so with Paul. Okay, we can see here Paul was upbeat that he is looking forward to be delivered, okay, from his situation. How? And this is through the prayers of the saints and through the help of the Holy Spirit. I remember one of the episodes po ng America's Got Talent, meron po nag-audition doon na lalaki. And for 37 years, he was in prison for a crime he did not commit. And as I watch his interview, I can feel and see, you know, the sorrow. I can see and feel the regrets in his eyes and yung body language niya. And he thought he was going to be released kasi hindi naman niya na-commit yung crime na yun eh. Okay, but he was still hopeful that one day he will be delivered. And guess what? He was delivered kaya nga nakasali siya sa America's Got Talent. In fact, he was given a second chance. Now my question is, are we also hopeful that we will be delivered from our sufferings? Because in every suffering, God that God is allowing in our lives, there's always a purpose. Do you agree with me? Meron po parating purpose kung bakit inaallow ni God na dumaan tayo to a particular suffering. Let me tell you, let's not lose hope. Pwede mo ba sabihin sa kasama mo sa bahay, let's not lose hope. In fact, let's keep the faith and so have that joy knowing that God will deliver us and fulfill His purpose. Now, as we face our difficulties, do we also have people who are praying for us or yung tinatawag po natin na prayer partner? I believe this is crucial. And aren't you glad that God designs it that way na hindi tayo nag-iisa? Amen? Na pagka meron tayong pinagdadaanan, instead na merong ginagamit si God, okay, na para mag-intercede sa atin. People that can hold the end of the rope for us. People who are extension of God's love. You see, sabi sa Bible, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And I believe yung prayer po ng mga prayer partners natin, if we have one, those are powerful and effective. Kung wala pa po, I encourage you to have a prayer partner sa buhay po natin. Here, Paul was confident that through the help of the Holy Spirit, okay, not only through the prayers of the saints, but through the help of the Holy Spirit, he will be delivered. And my question is, are we also relying in the power of the Holy Spirit to sustain us who is at work in us. You see, the Bible said that the Holy Spirit is our great comforter and helper. There's nothing that we cannot overcome as we let ourselves be filled with the Holy Spirit. Kahit natatakot tayo, alam mo yun, the Holy Spirit can strengthen us. Kahit na nadi-discourage tayo, the Holy Spirit can put courage in our hearts by reminding us of God's love for you and me. So, again, from our story, from the time na na-experience po namin sitwasyon namin, our own suffering, I always knew in my heart. Okay, I always knew in my heart that there will be people whom I can ask for prayer. Okay, whom I can ask to pray for us. And I am very confident na kahit po dumadan kami sa suffering namin, okay, na nagsimula po last year, I believe that the Holy Spirit will help us in our weakness. Yes, it was really hard to go through suffering, especially when you are in a situation that you are not familiar with. And right now, let me tell you, we are 7 sessions away, okay, from reaching the finish line of our treatment. Woohoo! And we will experience our deliverance, just like Paul is looking forward to his own deliverance. And I was looking at Paul, grabe po, no, being in prison may not be fun for him. Really, it's not fun. He didn't desire about getting into prison, but he was sustained both by the prayers of the saints and help from the Holy Spirit. Let me encourage all of us right now. I may not know what kind of sufferings you are into. Let me tell you, don't give up. Don't quit. Hindi ka nag-iisa sa laban mo. If you are part of a victory group, it's okay to text yung victory group leader mo tsaka yung mga kasama mo sa victory group. Ask them to pray for you. Kung hindi po tayo part ng victory group, hopefully, you can join one. Okay, this is the beauty of being part of a victory group. Next week or sa susunod na dito po sa series natin, we will be also talking about joy in relationship. So abangan niyo po 'yan. So again, if our suffering seems overwhelming, remember, Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." When our suffering seems to eat us alive, pray in the Spirit, speak in tongues, for it will edify us. Amen. Again, the Bible said that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. And that's a promise that you can hold on to. Again, so let us make use of the advantage of having the Holy Spirit on our side. Lastly, Paul finds joy in his suffering because of Christ. Sabi sa verse 20, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Wow, what a famous statement from Paul. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Jesus is the ultimate reason Paul has that great joy in his life and in his heart. Even though he suffers, it doesn't matter. Because his desire is Christ and Christ's honor. He is all out and all in for Christ. Kahit ano pang paghihirap, ang pinagdadaanan niya, basta kasama niya si Kristo, eh maligaya siya. I remember yung song, sabi, kapag kasama kita, lahat magagawa. And yun po yung nakikita natin kay Paul, because he knew that Christ is with him, he can do anything. He can, kaya niyang tiisin. Okay? Lahat ng mga pinagdadaanan niya because Christ is with him. His focus was his Savior and not his sorrow. Okay? And it is really possible. Okay? It is really possible. Listen to this. It's really possible for us to be joyful in the midst of suffering. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Okay? Let me repeat that. It is possible for us to be joyful in the midst of our suffering because of Jesus Christ. For Paul, he was very passionate for Christ. Sabi nga rito sa text, I will not be at all ashamed. I remember a song again, another song by Keith Martin, yung Because of You. Sabi doon, because of you, my life has changed. Thank you for the love and the joy you bring. Because of you, I feel no shame. I tell the world, It's because of you. Grabe, no? It's the same feelings and character and emotion that Paul is feeling in his heart. He is not ashamed. He is willing to tell the world about Christ. Even he was in prison. It doesn't matter. This is his passion, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ who keeps him going. Paul was content with Christ. It was his joy to have Christ in his life. My question is, are we also content with our Lord Jesus Christ? For Paul, for him, living for Christ is enjoyable. Dying for Christ is far better. Philippians 1 verse 23 said, "My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." Sabi nga again, di ba ni Paul, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." Paul isn't afraid of dying. Why? Because this is his yearning. This is the yearning of his heart. And I pray that we will all come to the point that Christ will be the main source of our joy and ultimate reason for living and dying. Again, whatever happens, church, no matter how many sufferings we may go through, Paul said, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. First is for us to continue living this life that will honor Christ. Second, so that the gospel will be of more value to others, to our family, to our neighbor, office mates, classmates, FB mates, to our oikos, so that they would all witness that in Christ we can overcome, that we can be sustained. Why? Because joy in suffering is possible because of Christ. Again, let me repeat that. Joy in suffering is possible because of Christ. As I end, let me read Hebrews 12, verse 2. It says here, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." Wow, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, Jesus' joy in the midst of his suffering is to fulfill the Father's will, which is our salvation. Paul, it is his joy that Christ will be proclaimed, resulting to salvation of many. For us, may we become like Paul, that we may find joy in the midst of our suffering to preach the gospel to all. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for this afternoon. I pray, Lord God, that like Paul, na we may be joyful in our suffering because we know that the gospel will advance. We know, Lord God, that people are praying for us and that the Holy Spirit will help us for our deliverance. And lastly, that we will find joy in our suffering because of you. Lord, I pray, God, for those people who are going through sufferings right now. May the grace of God be upon you today. If you're that person, can you just lift your hands? Just say to the Lord, "Lord, I need your grace right now. Lord, let your grace abound right now. I also pray for the joy of the Lord. Be your strength." Okay, be your strength, especially every time you are faced with sufferings. In the name of Jesus, I also come against the spirit of quitting, the spirit of discouragement. Lord, I rebuke that. I pray, Lord God, for a spirit of faith, a spirit of might, Lord God, to be upon my brothers, sisters, my brothers and sisters who are going through these tough times. Lord, I pray for faith to arise right now during difficulties in the name of Jesus. And Lord, here we are. Help us, Lord God, to emulate your character. Help us also to emulate Paul's character, that we may able to find joy in our suffering. Lastly, okay, if you are here today and hindi ka pa dumadating do sa point of receiving our Lord Jesus, okay, in your life, let me give you this opportunity. Let me tell you today, it is only through you, Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will overcome all your suffering. And if you're that person, would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, help me today in my suffering. I realize apart from you, I cannot overcome. But thank you, you promise that you have overcome the world. Lord, let your peace reign in the person who are praying with me right now. Say this, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins, God. forgive all the sins I have committed. Thank you that you died on the cross for me, and after 3 days, you rose again from the dead. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. I receive it right now. Thank you, Lord, for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you are that person, okay, you can scan this QR code so that we can help you and pray for you, that we can get to know you. Okay? And if you are that person, please contact us. Okay? So that we can help you go through one-to-one also, knowing the decision that you have made today. God bless you, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.